Please join me as we have a bit of radio here that gives me chills just thinking about it. It's a pleasure to welcome Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover.
Thanks, Larry. We're just going to kick off with an old-time country, Texas country blues called Red River Blues.
Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Ernie, what have you been up to? It's been a while since I've seen you.
Well, not too much, actually. The last few years, I've been kind of taking it easy. I moved down to the river, to the Allegheny, and just been kind of watching the water go by. It's been great. Making some records, doing some books and stuff like that, and still working on stuff.
I noticed a couple new recordings when I was visiting your website last week. What's the latest?
Latest is Nonghale Arai.
And what do people find on it? Or are those all originals? Or
probably a lot of originals. Yeah. Some, you know, old-time rags and blues, you know, Blind Blake tunes and Gary Davis songs and stuff like that. And, you know, old jazz tunes. And some originals, yeah.
That'll be well worth checking out. You mentioned books. Are you at liberty to talk about?
A few years ago, I did three Mel Bay books for on Gary Davis, gospel guitar and blues ragtime guitar and novelty instrumentals, things like that.
So those are getting revised, or are you working on anything new?
I'm working on putting together a compilation of all the instrumentals I've done over the years right now.
Oh, nice.
Adding some new ones and re-recording some things.
You know, that whole issue of instruction, because you've taught, I know, a lot of people, how that's changed over the years in the internet era. People trying to learn off of watching people play or even Skyping lessons. That's been a whole new world. And I'm not sure if anything can sacrifice. I mean, I always think about your time with Reverend Gary Davis, one-on-one like that.
Nothing can touch that.
Yeah, I can't. And I know Clint's nodding his head. I mean, when you think about that, I mean, you need to pick up his essence and his whole personality and way of being as you work with someone like Gary Davis.
If you can, yeah.
Yeah. Ernie, and I know, are you going to join Ernie?
Yes.
Clint, great. Ernie and Clint both, 1 week from today, are going to be at Songspace at First Unitarian Church. They're opening the season. And Brian Junker's here. You can let us know. It's 7:30, right?
It is 7:30. That's right. 7:30 at First Unitarian Church in Shadyside.
And I think, is this the fourth or third? How many years is the...
Oh, it's 10 or 11.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Linda and Mark Holsing started it in about 2000, I don't know, 3 or something.
Well, and we were publicizing it then, too, but I can't believe how fast the time has gone by.
Yeah, it's been great. Every year is wonderful, and we've got a great season this year, too.
Yeah, there's so much that you and Erna have put together, and Ernie and Clint, perfect way to
Yeah, we're
to
thrilled.
Start.
Yep, it's a great way to start the season.
And 7:30, I don't think there's any need for advance tickets. Just
no, if you want, if you want advance tickets, you can get them at brownpapertickets.com. But if you don't, we have plenty at the door, so just come on by.
And you'll, I can't, it's a beautiful old church with a beautiful sanctuary that has actually been fitted with tremendous sound reinforcement for acoustic music. You couldn't ask for much much better than that sometimes.
And it's the second time we've had Ernie, so we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. Why don't we, you guys want to play another song? And
sure.
Then we'll talk a little bit about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. What do you got there?
Every once in a while, we tune. It's an old song from Louisiana, Texas player by the name of Jesse Thomas. I'm sending this out to Cheryl.
if you love me like I do love you, put your arms around me, won't you? Make my dream come true. Baby, can't you see no matter where you go,
every little bit of the ring out of that guitar. Ernie Hawkins, Clint Hoover. I just posted a picture of them as well as a link to both of their Facebook pages and the event concert or the concert event page. Again, September 21st. I don't know if you're playing out that much these days.
I haven't been these days for a few years.
Yeah, so this is... I mean, I'm honored and grateful that you're here today and that we can present you, you know, across our stations. And I'm also so happy that you're going to be – you may get me out of the house on a Saturday night. We've become wallflowers when it comes to that, Ricky and me, but we may have to come to this one.
Yeah, it would be good to see you.
Yeah. You know, I was – looking at your guitar, you were joking about tuning every now and then. Can you tell me a bit about the instrument here that you've got? Has it been with you for a while?
Yeah, this guitar has been with me for about 250, 60 years. it's an old Gibson. It's J200.
When was it made, do you think? Or you must know.
I think it was this guitar was made in the 80s.
Okay, it's been that.
It's not that old, actually.
No, well, it's got a nice patina of...
It's been kicked around a little bit.
Yeah, just...
It's got a lot of miles on it.
Just a bit. So how did you and Clint... Clint, you're still 2 years in here in Pittsburgh?
Longer than that, actually. Yeah, I'm pushing, I think, 6 or 7
I'm
years.
I'm doing a rough time with my date estimating today.
Yeah, it's been... way over 5 years at this point that I've been at Pittsburgh. But I wasn't doing anything for the first couple of years. I'd had an injury and I couldn't play. So.
Right. I forgot about that. So how did you and Ernie get together?
Well, through a mutual friend, musician, Sherry Richards, kind of introduced us. Yeah, very recently, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she just brought Clint over to the house and we played and kind of connected. So.
Yeah, it's not a surprise whatsoever. You two fit together really well.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
You mentioned books and sort of watching the river go by. Have you been creating new songs much at all?
Yeah, I'm always doing some of that. I'm always writing stuff and working stuff out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't imagine that ever really stops. And teaching too, I assume.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
Where you're living now, if my memory is right, if you want to get to the mainland, you gotta.
I'm on the mainland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do not live on an island. Across the street from it's either across the river from either. Never got these straight. It's either 12-mile or 14-mile
okay.
island.
Okay. I remember you showing a picture of – so you can get to the island, right?
You got to find a boat to get to the
island.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. You can take a boat. Okay, but you're still right on the bank. So you can see the river from the mainland.
Yeah. Right on the river there, yeah.
For some – Palmerville. I can't remember if folks are living on that island or not.
There is an island, maybe it's 12 mile, that you can see from my house that people live there during the summer, and they boat their stuff back and forth. And I heard a rumor that there are a few people that kind of actually live there all year. That'd be kind of tough. But
that's what I was thinking of,
yeah.
And I kind of conflated those those two ideas.
Yeah, there's a whole different world there on the Allegheny, and the people that live on the river, a whole thing that most Pittsburghers really don't know anything about.
And that's one reason some people listening know that that would probably be, I would like to do that someday, live along
I
a river.
I always wanted to.
Yeah.
My whole life, ever since I was aware of the Allegheny, yeah. And just got lucky, found a little cabin.
Yeah, me too. I've just the idea of this constantly renewed water that goes by, changing, but there's also some sameness too.
It's the metaphor for everything deep in the world.
Yeah, and someday, I hope, we'll see if we
can. As Ovid said, everything changes, nothing dies.
Mm, very true. Ernie and Clint will play another song for you in a moment, but do you want to run down the series, Brian? I want to be sure we call attention to all the great work you've done.
Yeah, sure. So Irma, Tani, and I have a great season lined up. So Ernie and Clint are here on September 21st, and then on November 9th, the Heather Pearson Trio is coming. She's a great, multi-talented musician from the Northeast, and she'll be here with Sean Naidu and a Erie musician named Davey Sturdivant, who I'm sure has been on the show before.
Yeah,
maybe.
I know.
Yeah.
I know Dave.
Yeah. And January 11th, as you mentioned before, the Afro-Yaqui Music Collective will be performing. They are just simply great, you know, jazz and world music and lots of really interesting stuff happening there. Friday, April 3rd, The Early Maze. Emily Pinkerton, Ellen Gojan, and Nicole Myers, I think, will be there. And then May 2nd, Joe Crookston is coming back for, I think, the third time to Songspace. Yeah. So that'll be a great show, too.
What a great series. Joe is just an incredible songwriter, just amazing. I don't think I've heard a song of his that hasn't made me just stop dead in my tracks yet to want to listen to it again. And opening up, again, we just want to be sure you know that you can hear Ernie and Clint on September 21st, uusongspace.com, how to get a hold of them. There's so much I want to talk about, but it's more fun to just kind of have the music talk. You're sounding better than ever.
Oh, thank you.
It's just time really flies.
It sure does.
Yeah. Is there anything that you wanted to mention about what you're up to or anything new for either of you? But
go ahead.
No. I have the one of the bands I'm really excited about, which was here in June, the Sweet Atmosphere, the Django group, and we're going to be playing at Beer's Pub down the street here on Friday, September 20th.
Nice. Yeah. That'll be a great.
So I wanted to put a plug in on that, just
because
it's so close. And
Jake's a good friend, and
Jake's great.
And
shout out to.
I'm a little bummed it's on a Friday, but that'll be a great. You guys are playing beautifully, and I've been following some of the gigs you're picking up. And anything, Ernie, you wanted to mention? Or?
You know, I'm not playing out that much. I'm perfectly happy being kind of in semi-secluded retirement. You know, spent so many years on the road. And, just kind of feel like I've done it, done a lot of it, and happy about it. And so I'm sitting next to the river and watching the water.
Yeah, there's
the ducks, the rabbits, the birds, the flies, the geese, the mice, the gnomes.
He's got a lot of animals and birds coming around his back porch. It's a beautiful thing.
There's an old John Hartford song.
The Illinois River.
Well, there's that. Yeah, I guess he's got a million songs about rivers.
He's a river guy.
But there's one that's just watching the river go by, watching the river go by. And that's pretty much the whole lyric.
Yeah, that's really all you need to say. Loved him. Yeah.
He I've told this story before, but we saw him at the Elizabeth Moose, which was a great venue for the big personality of John Hartford. And he just looked up and he said, "Are there any rivermen here?"
Uh-huh.
And up went a lot of hands mm-hmm. On a lot of older guys that, mm-hmm. you know, ran barges and towboats. And he just got this big grin on his face.
Yeah.
He had found a bunch of kindred
his
spirits.
People.
Yeah.
They're still around. You know, there's families that have been doing, you know, work on the river for generations.
Are you able to get in the river where you are? Is there any swimming? Or?
Oh, yeah, people are swimming there all the time. I got a little dock and, you know, kayaks. Everybody has a boat down there, and we're down by the river all the time.
Yeah, are you getting in a kayak or doing any of that?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. Ernie Hawkins here with us along with Clint Hoover, and we're going to have time probably for two or three more.
Okay.
Up to you guys as to what you'd like to do.
Right. Well, I'm going to play a solo, a rag from Speaking of Reverend Gary Davis, one of his most famous rags, a song I learned when I was, maybe 16 or 17. I don't know. And it's probably one of his great, you know, sort of, jazz instrumentals back then. I'm thinking about it now. I'm sure this was a song he played in the early 20s or even earlier when he was playing in a string band with Blind Willie Walker in the teens. They had a famous string band and mostly blind guys.
What was it called? The string band?
No idea.
Huh.
No, it just went under Willie Walker's name, and they recorded a couple songs. And Gary Davis, the very young Gary Davis, was in that.
I didn't know that.
And think about, you know, this music is over 100, way easily over 100 years now, and that kind of scares me. But
so you learned he probably was playing this song when he was
a teenager,
and you learned it
as
from him as a teenager, which
yeah.
is pretty neat to think about.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, in the 60s, we were only a generation or two from the blues guys. There were a lot of them still alive. And that music was still there. And rag, you know, ragtime and early jazz was still there. It was still, there were a lot of people around who still played it, older people. And, you know, every generation that passes, a few generations since then, the further that recedes back in history and the less history, I feel like everybody knows. And it's kind of, it's the way of the world, but it's a shame. It's the way things work, particularly now when things are moving so fast.
Yeah, and as we mentioned earlier, when, being in the same actual physical space as that person, you may be somebody who wants to learn from other musicians, and particularly those a generation ahead from you that are still playing, but it can't be just by watching videos or listening to records, being there.
Yeah. And, you know, back then, a lot of these guys were around and alive. You know, Lydon Hopkins, Mance Lipscomb, Robert Peat Williams.
John Hurt's another one.
John Hurt, yeah. I mean, so many great players were right there in front of you, and it was kind of miraculous.
Yeah, they were so accessible, and I think about that. And not so much mainstream as much as not hidden. I mean, you could get at these guys in a way. Different genre, but John Hendricks, one of my heroes, I'm amazed that I was able to talk with him and chat with him and swap stories. Mose Allison's another one. It's so you're really going to take advantage of these opportunities. All the more reason to support the series that is put together. So what's the name of this here rag?
Slow Drag.
Oh, I love this song. I wouldn't have guessed this.
He called it various things. Sometimes he called it Cincinnati Flow Rag. Nobody knows why.
You know, I didn't realize he wrote this.
He definitely wrote this.
Yeah, I did not ever put that together, or if I knew, I forgot. Ernie Hawkins, putting the whole room in awe here. Everybody staring at Ernie, listening to him play. And you can get a chance to see him a week from today, along with Clint. And it's got to be so, you know, not being a musician, for you guys to be able to connect relatively recently.
I'm just mention, you know, I've known of Ernie for years and his work, and so it's been very exciting and an honor for me to actually play with him. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, and it should be a great show. You feel like doing one? I don't want to put you.
Happy to. We're just getting warmed up here.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
This is a key of C, mm-hmm. and this is a song from the great Blind Willie Johnson, Texas, mostly known as a slide player, beautiful slide player, and a genius guitar evangelist. Everybody loved Blind Willie Johnson. He traveled with Blind Willie McTell for a while, I heard, and Gary Davis loved him, always talked a lot about him. So this is one of his songs. This is one of his more famous songs. I learned this. I was touring with Maria Muldorf for a while, and she loved this song, so we worked out this version of it. Ain't nothing but a burning light.
somebody tell me, or answer if you can. Somebody please tell me, tell me what about the soul, tell me, tell me what about the soul.
What a timeless song. All of these songs from these guys really stand the test of time, don't they?
Oh, I would totally hope and agree.
And I wish we had more of it. That song has been covered by a lot of folks, too.
I think so, yeah.
Tom Waits has a version of it.
Wow.
And I think Tom Jones, of all people, has done it. But he stretches out when he gets beyond the hits
with
belting out some of these songs. Ernie, Clint, thank you for being here with us.
Oh, thank you for having us. Our pleasure.
And thanks to Brian and the folks at Songspace. For details, you can go to uusongspace.com for additional details about the whole series. Ernie Hawkins and Clint open it up on September 21st, that's a week from today, 7:30 at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, which is in Shadyside.